Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. I wanted to start from a place that felt very logical and doable for me. Over the course of time being years and years and years, really, I've gradually written articles on my website, anthonyharry.com, that have covered the topic of making it happen. And so my first few episodes here on the podcast, I'm going to speak towards those articles that already exist. So you're more than welcome to go read it, check it out, read ahead, let me know what you think, ask me questions. That's totally fine. This first one, though, it has to do with finding your it, and it's really a twofold discussion. And I say make it happen all the time. From a certain perspective, a person could say that make it happen is my religion, right? It is a contextual formula which I try to apply to my life. And everybody has an it. Everybody has something that they want, a desire, an aspiration, the reason they wake up in the morning. There's many little its throughout the day. I need some food. I need to get something to drink. I really want to get off work and get towards the weekend. There's a lot of its, a lot of things people are trying to make happen. But for this concept to be beneficial, we have to think bigger than that. If you're a creative person, perhaps it's a project you're working on, your story you're writing, a piece that you're illustrating, a painting. Maybe if you're into sports and fitness, it has to do with getting in shape, being healthy, managing your diet. Perhaps your biggest it is your family, and you want to have a healthy, supportive, encouraging family life. Whatever your it is, step one is to define that. To know what it is. Simon Sinek, who's I think I said his name correctly, he's a very popular guy right now in the world of business and improving oneself. He refers to it as knowing your why. Either way is fine. What you're tapping into is the core of your motivation, the core of what makes you able to rationalize the investment that is about to take place. You have to know your it. Once you know your it, the second phase of this two-part system here comes very much into practice, which is a recognition of the one resource that is always taxed anytime we try to do anything, and that is our time. There's an illustration that I like where the speaker asks the listener to imagine that they have a bank account. And in that bank account, every day, they have $86,400 or something like that. And they can only spend it that day. They can't save it. It doesn't transfer over to the next day. And at the end of the day, whatever money is in there gets washed out. And the next day, there's a new account with its own $86,400. And what would you do in that type of a situation? Well, most of us would try to spend every dollar we could. We don't get to save it. We can only spend it and invest it wisely. Now, the key to that is that the money represents the seconds in a 24-hour day. So every day we have 86,400 seconds. I really hope I'm getting that number right. But the illustration's still there. We only have the time of the day. We can't carry it over to the next day. And once it's gone, it's gone. But no matter what we try to do, it costs us time. Recording this podcast costs me time. You listening cost you time. The relationships, the interactions, the tasks, the endless scrolling through social media, whatever it is, costs us time. And the more that we have on us, the more time gets demanded from us. And yet the other side of the coin is, we only have a certain amount each day. So once we run out of time, we don't have it to spend anywhere else. We can't spend a minute here and spend that same minute on something different. It can only go towards the one task. And so it's very, very important when we're trying to make it happen that we keep in mind that time is our most valuable resource, and we have to make sure that we invest it wisely. So we have our it, and we understand that to achieve that it, to possess it, it's going to cost us, and it's definitely going to cost us time. It may cost us money, it may cost us other resources, it could cost us emotionally, it could cost us relationships. Depending on how grand of a thing we're going after, the price could be quite high. But at the end of the day, it's always going to cost us time. And a good thing to do is to inventory your time. Recognize, where does it go? Where is it going? Like for myself, every so often I take a look at all the things that are in play. I do independent comic book work. I'm working on writing a novel. I do freelance artwork. And yet I do all of that around working a full-time 40-plus hour a week day job. Which means that the time that I have outside the day job is now incrementally more expensive for me depending on where I invest it. Does that concept make sense? Let me see if I can word this in a way to really drive home that point. I have the day job out of necessity. At this point, my creative efforts are not paying the bills. So I have to have a day job to cover my expenses, my means of living, and also to support my efforts as a creator. In a way, I mean, as much as anything could be, the day job's a necessity. So that means when things outside of the day job, things that maybe are not guaranteed to give me a return on investment, when they come into play and they say, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And everything else. And they're pulling away my focus from accomplishing my it. I need to take into account that after sleeping and after working my day job, the minutes that I have left are that much more valuable because those are the only minutes that I have left. And it helps to do that. To look at, I work 40 plus hours a week, I drive this much each day, I have these other responsibilities, and then truly recognize where your time is going outside of that. So that when things come in spontaneously and they say, hey, focus over here because we want your attention, you may have a heightened ability to say no because you know just how much that's going to cost you. So where's the application in this? We have our it. We know what it's going to cost to make it happen. Well, the only thing that's left is the making. Meaning, we have to take action. If you know you want to do something, and now you understand what it's going to cost to get there, the only thing standing between you and where you want to be is the work. Perhaps you have to change your schedule. Perhaps you have to have a conversation with your partner so that everybody's on the same page with what's going to be at stake or what's going to, you know, have to be given up or changed, or what could potentially be gained if the goals are accomplished. No matter which way you slice it, action has to happen. There needs to be a make to make it happen. I know that can sound really silly and perhaps even corny on a certain level, but you have to do the work. Study any successful person.
that's in a field that you appreciate or maybe you even desire to be involved in, every single one of them, at least every one that I've studied, they all attribute their success to a commitment to hard work. You have to be decisive. You need to be purposeful. You need to know what you're doing. But you have to do it. Otherwise, it's the equivalent of us standing around with flowery, strong opinions. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't get us anywhere. So whatever your it is, I encourage you to go after it. Hopefully it's something that's going to benefit you and the people close to you, maybe even the world around you. But whatever it is, if it's worth it, if it's worth the cost, if it's worth what it's going to take from your time, then go for it. Because when all is said and done, you're the one that's going to determine whether or not it was worth it. So that's step one, to make it happen. Know your it. Recognize what it's going to cost in regards to your time and personal resources. And then make a commitment to do what it takes to accomplish the task. Do the work. Learn to love the journey of the process. And make it happen. Thanks for listening.